Warpath Podcast Studios inside Contempo Communications. This is Warpath Podcast, uploaded to the internet, downloaded into your hearts. Did you guys like that? I actually got it right this time after how many?
That was pretty good. What is this, our 12th episode?
There was two episodes there where I was a little bit confused about what I was saying, but this is Anthony LaGuardia here. I've got the governor of Brohio, Adam Gokowski, with me.
What's happening, Cleveland?
And appearing live in studio for the first time in I don't know how long, Mr. Nick Pietrovoya.
I'm like an enigma. You never know when I'm going to show up.
Back. All right.
I used to love Backstreet Boys back in the day in high school. I have to admit that.
You still kind of comb your hair like
me.
Me and my
Howie
buddies
in the house.
It was kind of a joke, but yeah, we liked them.
And you beat on me for being a Steelers fan.
Yeah. We didn't really like them, but we liked them because they were so corny that, and all the girls liked them. So we were like, yeah, we like Backstreet.
Kind of like the guys from Warpath Podcast.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, I'm happy to have everybody back with us. It's been a few weeks since Adam won the Governor of Ohio contest, and Adam and I did that show. But really what we've been doing is just gathering up information, and really Nick and I have just been pouring our blood, sweat, and tears into getting Progressive Field ready. It's been nuts. But what's been going on? We'll get to Adam, what's been going on with him lately. But, Nick, what's been going on with you lately?
Well, like you said, over here at today we're broadcasting live from Contempo Communications Studios, which is the proud design partner of the Cleveland Indians. And as you can hear the clanking of the Lasco Club beer in the background, we have been hard at work on many, many graphics for opening day. And like I reiterate so many times, opening day is like planning for a wedding. You know, you're trying to get everything done. Every last detail has got to be right for opening day because, you know, it's the major event of the year. So we are hard at work right now, and we're trying to get all the files over to Anthony so he has enough time to print the signage, you know, some other print projects here and there. But he is constantly calling me every day and saying, hey, do you have anything for me today?
And it's funny, we talk about it being like a wedding, but as far as I know, my wife had our wedding planned in like a month, 12 months before.
Yeah, I guess it would be a last-minute planner.
This is like a shotgun wedding, but we're getting there. For me, nothing's changed. I've basically been working on the Indians and the Rubber Ducks and, you know, just at your beck and call, basically, to go measure things. But we have been doing a few things. We've got Major League Jake, who is going to be joining us actually probably at the next podcast. He was down at spring training last week for
Goodyear.
A dream week. I mean, he was living it up down there. I saw the pictures. That was just unbelievable. We were going to try to hook up with him, but it was just too hard to get everybody together at one point.
I ruined the party.
Adam ruined the party. Actually, the funny thing was there was a night where Nick and I wanted to do a show, and Adam's like, yeah, guys, Governor of Ohio, kind of busy right now.
Well, we had, what do you mean?
Bottle opener.
Oh, bottle opener.
You guys are already one in. I got to catch up.
We had an event that we all were attending.
Yes.
What was that, a couple months ago?
A month ago.
Yeah, the Addy Awards and Contempo Communications was a proud winner of a bronze Addy for the Collection Auto Club graphics that we did for the Cleveland Indians. So we were excited to attend. And as soon as I walk in the door, none other than the governor of Brohio is there to welcome me with a video camera.
That I still have to finish the project. I apologize to everybody.
It was a much different experience for you this year, though.
Well, yeah, I'm getting all pizza caught up in my throat. But, yeah, I will say it was a different – I wasn't wearing the suit like I was last year.
No.
I wasn't picking up the honeys like I was last year.
No, there was no golden ticket this year.
No, there really wasn't. You know, it was kind of devastating, but, you know.
But you did get to videotape me in a policeman's outfit. So.
Oh, my God, people. If you've ever seen the sexiest village person, I guess we'll just say – it'd be Anthony LaGuardia dressed like a cop. Oh. Ooh, baby.
My wife is going to get to enjoy that eventually someday. Sorry, I'm getting a text message from my wife right now.
Uh-oh, you're already in trouble.
Always happens right when we start up. Well, we're at about the five-minute mark, which is where we kind of wanted to talk in right now. So we have – it's somebody that we've actually talked about in the past, but we have our first sponsor of the program, our first true sponsor. So it's time to pay the bills and talk about 529 mobile solutions, and specifically the 529 mobile app. That is the official mobile app of the Warpath podcast. 529 Mobile Solutions provides enterprise-level native application development. And whether you want to sell an app to a client or get one for your own company, call them today with the full scope of what you're trying to accomplish, and they'll consult with you to put together an app that you can monetize. With their online dashboard, clients can manage and control marketing activities that are critical to their revenue growth model. They deliver highly customizable apps for smartphones and tablets to meet the requirements of every client. They'll give you robust analytics, unlimited push notes, and loyalty programs that you can get your repeat customers with repeat visits. Guys, it's a great product. And Nick, go ahead. You can just kind of tell our relationship with them.
Wow, that was a great lead in there. I think Mike Fixner, who is the owner, co-owner of 529 Mobile, will really enjoy that. That was pretty good.
I hope so.
So, yeah, we worked pretty closely with them. Actually, at CBC Magazine, they put together our app for us last year, and it was very successful. It was a great project. And because I was able to work with them through that process, I asked Mike, I said, hey, we're setting up a podcast, and you think we could, you know, by chance get an app for that too? And I was like, you know, asking him pricing and things like that. He's like, you know what? We'll help you out with that because we know you guys are just starting up. So we really appreciate it. He's a great guy to work with. Renee Sexton, the designer over there too. She's also a co-owner. She's incredible also. So I would highly recommend their services. Two great people. And when you're doing business, you don't want to do business with people that you don't like. That's the key. So these people are top notch.
Absolutely. So you can check them out at 529mobile.com. That's 529mobile.com. So check them out. So that's our first sponsorship there.
Yeah, I had nothing to say.
Kind of, but that's all right. That's all right. So let's get into some baseball talk. You know, it's been spring training now for a couple weeks. They've been on TV. They've been off of TV. They've been on the radio. They've been off the radio.
They've been everywhere except for Cleveland.
Excuse me, everywhere except for Cleveland. And, man, this is the first burp that I've had this this year, so that's great. I think the first thing that we need to talk about is Nick and my's kind of man crush, Vinny P.
Oh, he's back, baby.
Coming out of the gate swinging.
We were a little quiet there for a while because Vinny, our homeboy, was, you know.
Sent down.
He was a little hurt last year. I think the World Baseball Classic really hurt him. But he's coming back with a vengeance. And the team overall is coming back with a vengeance. This spring training, what are they, like 15-4?
They're something along those lines. Yeah, I think 15-4 because they
won
last night.
Like, you're thinking, oh, okay, they're 8-2 or, you know, whatever. You're like, it's spring training, no big deal. But 15-4, I mean, that's something to think about. Like, what the hell's going on? All of a sudden, we can't lose.
Well, my biggest thing is, too, back during the Manny Acta era, he always had the mindset of, oh, yeah, it's just spring training, blah, 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 and then they would have a terrible regular season. You need the winning attitude early.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree with that. And what do you guys have to say? This is a little curveball I'm going to throw in there real quick, but there's been a lot of publicity lately about Kenny Lofton, you know, saying that he didn't really think the team last year was a playoff team because they had to, you know, fight for that play-in game with the new rule. And, you know, that kind of screwed us over because any other year we would have been playing in a real series.
Yeah.
Because we were the number one wild card.
Well, and Adam and I had discussed this on one of the last podcasts that you couldn't make.
Okay.
No, but it's a good point because it did come back up again just the other day.
Yeah, they got into an altercation almost.
Yeah, and I love Kenny Lofton.
And Swish.
And, you know, the problem is that what Kenny's not thinking about is the fact that the season is how many games long?
162.
That was game number 163, which means it was the postseason. Doesn't matter if it was a play-in game or a playoff game. It is a playoff game.
You got to think about it. That was 164 for Tampa. They had to play a game before that to get there.
Exactly. So people were playing for something outside of just the regular season. Regular season was over with. You know, love Kenny Lofton, but Kenny, you're wrong.
Wait, what was the altercation we were talking about?
Swisher and Lofton kind of went at it over the whole, you know, it wasn't the postseason, it was
face to face.
There's a report that this happened at Tribe Fest. I was wondering if you had saw anything about this, but
I broke up the fight.
It was not out in the open. Like Swisher, you know, he was good enough to, you know, bring it up to him, kind of like off to the side where people wouldn't really notice it. He went up to him and said, hey, you wanted to talk to him about that. He said that he thought, you know, that's ridiculous. You know, why do you have to tear us down? You know, we had a good run there, and we made it to the playoffs.
Inside sources have told me that he was not the only one to have an altercation with Kenny Lofton at Tribe Fest about that.
Really?
Yeah, there was actually...
I know Vinny Pistano tweeted something out about it, how he thought it was ridiculous, you know, that line of thinking.
I believe from my inside source that there was actually Tribe Brass that had an issue with him over it also.
Really?
So it's, you know what? It's Kenny Lofton. Kenny Lofton is always going to be the guy to kind of ignite a fire. And, hey, you know what? If he lit a fire under Swisher's ass
and now
everybody else's
400,
yeah, I mean,
fine by me.
Let him say what he wants to say. In the long run, it doesn't matter because, you know what? I think everybody else understands that was the postseason. You know, it's the first time Cleveland's been to the postseason since 2007. So it doesn't matter what he says.
It does cheapen it because we only played one game. So it almost – and I went to that game, and I think you guys both went to
the
game
as
well. Oh, Anthony didn't go.
I watched it at home.
Some fan. but anyways, the fact that we lost that game, it really did leave a bad taste in my mouth, and it felt like we didn't even really make the postseason. So I can understand where Kenny's coming from by saying that because you feel like, you know, one and done and you really weren't even a part of it. And, you know, the postseason went on for another, whatever, month and a half.
Literally a month.
Yeah, and, you know, we were there for one day. So I can understand where he's coming from, but at the same time, you know, factually, the MLB website says the Indians were in postseason last year.
And that's all that matters. The history books will say it was a playoff game.
Now, my question is, with 2013, is there going to be a pennant in the stadium now? How does that work for a wild card? Do we have any idea, or are you guys not allowed to say? Or
there will be, like, you know how they have the pennants on the dugout?
Yeah.
There'll be, like, an extra one. It's
actually kind of a cool look. It's gray.
Yeah, it's grayed out. So, and you saw it at Tribe Fest. There was one hanging from the rafters that said 2013 wild card. So it's a pennant,
they're commemorating it. So,
because it was a postseason appearance.
I think, though, that it's important to call it a postseason appearance because for the young guys on the team, it's their first shot at a one and done.
It's a building block.
It's a building block. For the older guys, it says, hey, we're building on something here. You know, we came from being, you know, a pretty bad team the prior year to a team that's pretty good to now coming back. And, I mean, Swish is swinging the ball great this spring training. The guys are pitching well. I mean, Justin Masterson is lights out.
He hasn't given up a run.
His hits are way down. I mean, he's looking like the ace that we need. You've got
I'd like to sign him long term, by the way. we say that like every show.
We've been saying that every episode. Since last year.
I think it's going to get done. I think you're going to see something into the 2 to 3 year range.
Especially when you're saying he'll go for less.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean and I don't think that it's less money per se.
Less years,
year,
probably, yeah.
But if he'll take 3 years at 60 mil, that's great.
I think he even said three years 15 million.
45 mil. 3 years, 45
yeah,
mil.
Yeah,
so
yeah. That's
what he's
15
saying.
Per year. That's
3 years, 45 mil.
That's what he's
that's close to my paycheck, so yeah, I don't see why he can't get it.
That's
yeah.
What they gave the governor of Ohio for 1 year.
Yeah.
So I think
45 mil I make.
It's brilliant because you really don't want to extend the pitcher out longer than 3 years, I don't think.
How old is he?
Is Masterson around 28, I believe?
Is he that young?
Sounds correct. Not sure how old he is, though.
We'll take a look at that. But, you know, he's young, but he's not a spring chicken.
He was born in 85.
85. So
29?
Yeah, but I think he's a prime age.
He's a prime age, but give him 3 years and then revisit in 3 years because what happens if he has the Ubaldo Jimenez effect, where he gets the big money long term and then you can say it doesn't happen, but we've seen it more than once with these guys.
I mean, I don't know if he would be like Yubaldo, because I've always thought Yubaldo was a little bit off. But the thing is, at the end of the day, he is a human being, and human injury could happen.
Exactly. And the Indians cannot afford to put that kind of money out for that long, because if you sign Justin Masterson to 3 years, $15 million a year, you are not signing anybody else. You maybe get Kipnis signed, and that's about it.
Well, you know, a lot of people are worried about our pitching staff, and let's just talk about just for this year, because we don't know if we're going to sign him. But just for this year, we did lose Yubaldo and Scott Kazmir. But I still have a lot of hope for this staff. We've got Masty coming back. He's number one by far. Then you got Corey Kluber, who I have always liked, and last year I thought was very underrated. And now you got Tito Francona, who is talking him up huge, saying you guys don't realize what we have here. And he's saying that he could be one of the best in the game. I don't think you throw those words around lightly.
Wow.
You know, in a recent interview, he said that. He said with Kluber, the more work he gets, I think the more you're going to see that he's one of the best young pitchers in the game. So, you know, we got a rising star there. We definitely have a huge shooting star in Danny Salazar.
It looks like he's going to be, what, the number four?
He looks like the number four. You got Zach McAllister, who is a steady number three.
Who got shelled the other
day. He did get shelled for six runs, I think.
Although,
in like
but
three
you
innings.
Look at what L.A. gave up. Or was it L.A. or was it
San Francisco?
San Francisco gave up just as many. So.
Yeah. So, and then for the last spot, now, we got a good little competition going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Tomlin, unbelievable spring. He's been doing incredible. Carrasco has been doing very well. And then you got Aaron Harang thrown in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not doing terrible. He's actually doing pretty good as well. So it's like a three-man race, and that's a good problem to have. You don't know who you're going to have there.
And Bauer kicked himself out.
Bauer's gone.
Yeah.
He, in my opinion, I think he's going to have to spend another year in AAA, or at least he'll probably be a September call-up or something. I was hoping that he would really turn out.
How old is he? He's like 21, isn't he?
He's really young. I think he might be 23 or something like that. But in any event,
he is born 1991, so 23.
Yeah, 23. So he's still got a long way to go. But
our first caller of the day.
He's got some great.
My brother, if you're listening.
He's got some great potential, so, you know, let him get seasoned down in AAA. And
should I gotta let's do something here.
Uh-oh.
We have a first-time caller.
Our first caller to the Warpath Podcast Show. This is my brother, John. How you doing, Johnny?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. You're calling while we're recording our show here. And
that's good.
So we just kind of wanted to answer. First off, there's no emergency, correct?
I feel like this is Dr. Drew and Adam.
Like, crap, am I calling, or is he calling me and something's wrong? So good. So here's our question. If you had to choose a number five guy, would it be Carlos Carrasco or
Josh Tomlin?
Josh Tomlin.
Or Aaron Harang?
Josh Tomlin.
You were more of like a Josh Tomlin pitcher. Johnny was actually a hell of a pitcher back in the day. He actually had an 83-mile-per-hour curveball. So.
Whoa. Pretty nice.
He was quite the pitcher. All right, so Josh Tomlin. So our first caller is saying Josh Tomlin. All right. All right, so it's Tomlin's job to lose now. Any other thoughts on the Indians while we're at it?
No, not really.
Well, can I call you back in a little bit?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Bye.
Now our viewers are going nuts, or our listeners.
Okay, so his son walks into the table. His brother calls in during the show. What the hell?
That's crazy.
Well, hey, they're just going to get a spinoff. There'll just be another spinoff.
Yeah, exactly. All in the family or something. So,
I love it.
But we were talking about Bauer.
Yeah, but the fifth starter, Josh Tomlin, as your brother mentioned, the guy, all he does is throw strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he gets into trouble because he throws strikes. But for the most part, that's what you want your pitcher to do, is come in, throw strikes, let the defense make the plays. I got no problem with him being the number five starter. That's actually the perfect role for somebody like Josh Tomlin. Carrasco, on the other hand, talking to, you know, some of the guys I know over the Indians, He's got so much potential. They made a big trade, and he was one of the key pieces in the trade. If he's even close to getting that fifth spot, I think he's going to end up getting it, and Tomlin will probably be the long man.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if it were me making the decisions, I would go with who I thought was best for that spot, and I think Tomlin would be my pick.
Is it crazy to say the one who doesn't get the fifth spot might go in the bullpen?
Yeah. No, that's what's going to happen.
That's what you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think you can go wrong with either as a long reliever. I personally, while my brother says Josh Tomlin, I like Carrasco. I think the guy has just got – he's just nasty. He doesn't just have nasty stuff. He's just nasty.
Remember when he threw it – what was the guy that he threw at his head? No, the guy from Kansas City. Oh, man. I forget what his name was.
I remember you talking about. That was like early
Cabrera.
April 2 years ago.
Was it Cabrera? Not Miguel Cabrera,
when he
but
came back from his suspension.
Oh yeah, yeah. He threw it at the guy's head.
Right, it was right back on suspension. It was like, dude, come on! But to me, you get the guy a full-time psychologist. What was that TV show that they have on, where the football players go to the female psychologist on TNT or or USA or something?
I think we're making up shows here.
No, it's
I think you've had
show.
A couple too many Lascos.
Yeah, I'm already 3/4 of the way down Alaska, but no, that sounds really – my family's my mom's maiden name's Lasco. That's weird to say that, but
Well, everybody.
I'm editing that part out.
Changing the subject, do you remember when I saw Carlos Carrasco changing his license plate before a start?
Yes.
No, but
see, there's things like that that you make – it makes me question him. It's like, what's he thinking?
Who
he's
knows?
Throwing at people's heads after he's getting off of –
Alaska.
Suspension and then or Alaska. And then actually this stuff is making us pretty loopy,
yeah,
so it's gotta be good.
A little stronger than a regular beer.
It's better than gin and juice.
But Carrasco, I think he's got a lot of potential. I think he could do great in the bullpen. I think he could do great as a fifth starter. If you think about it, Carrasco would probably fit the mold of a fifth starter. Tomlin would be a great bullpen guy, long guy, because he throws strikes no matter what.
Exactly. And the other thing,
and that's
Tomlin
what you need,
is that, you know, the guy is coming off of major surgery.
That was a few years ago, wasn't it?
A couple years ago, but he's only had one season where he's pitched since. Get him into the bullpen. Let him keep building that strength up at the major league level. No doubt somebody's getting hurt. Eventually, an arm's going to get tired, an arm's going to get sore. You have Tomlin sitting right there as your number six guy.
Yeah.
In my book, that's how you go with it. Because you can also – you don't have to then break your rotation if you're going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're going to give Tomlin a day off. Let's bring somebody else. And you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then if you need to give him a week off, you give him a week off, and you've got plenty of other arms in the bullpen. Our bullpen has just been a hammer so far.
Yeah, they've been incredible. Vinny P, like we said, he's doing a great. Cody Allen.
Cody Allen is having a hell of a season so far.
Which we're looking for him to do big things after last year. He had a great year.
Especially losing Joe Smith.
Yeah, yeah, so we need somebody to pick up that eighth inning role.
Ripiski.
Scrabble.
Yeah, Scrabble. Is having a we've got two lefties in the bullpen.
Is that a Pollock?
Dude, he's a fake Pole.
Oh.
He was saying he was German. I actually heard an interview with him. And I made sure my dad knew. He's a fake Pull. It was like something after like coming over to the States, the lettering got screwed up, and they gave him a Polish last name, which is actually, I think, is a punishment.
Amazingly enough, Lasko, which we're drinking right now, is not a true name. It's Laskovich. So I don't know why I threw that in there.
History lessons.
A little bit of a history lesson there. But, yeah, you've got Outman who's pitching. He's pitched his way into a position in the bullpen where we've got two lefties now.
Pull up some spring training stats. Let's see what these guys are actually doing. What about Axford? I haven't really heard much about him. I know he's the closer, but how has he been doing?
Axford actually has been pitching pretty damn well so far in the postseason. He's got a 1.5 ERA, pitched in six games, so six innings, three hits, one run, one earned run, one homer, three walks, eight strikeouts.
I'll take it.
I mean, to me, that versus...
He's no Chris Perez. But.
Well, his ERA is 1.5, not 6.7, so of course he's no Chris Perez.
How is Perez doing? Do we have any numbers on him?
I
No, who is he? Is he in the Dodgers?
Dodgers.
Yeah. Let's take a look at that. Let's see. You guys go ahead.
He'll.
Yeah, they're going to Australia, so maybe the Dodgers will just leave him there.
Maybe he doesn't make it back through customs.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
He might have some kind of illegal substance on him.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. I mean, the guy, I liked him.
He's smoking that Outback whack.
He's Kenny Powers. I'm telling you, the real life Kenny Powers.
All right, let's see here for Chris Perez so far.
From Eastbound and Down.
He's got a 3.18 ERA.
Not doing too bad.
5.2 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned runs, no home runs, only 6 strikeouts. For Chris
six
Perez.
Strikeouts, that's good in 5 innings.
Yeah, that's not
How's
too
his weight?
He looks very chunky right
350.
Now.
350. No.
He looks like he ate the after buzz effect. I mean,
he never really was a trim guy.
He was not. He was not what you'd call an athletic
build. No.
Build, no. He's more of my kind of build. Kind of chunky. So.
But still a lot of sexy.
But still a whole lot of sexy.
Let's get sexy.
Yeah, there we go. So that's the chant that we want to hear people.
Let's transition
into the governor of Brohio.
Oh, Lord, it's my spotlight. Here we go.
So
let's talk about it.
Adam, we've been talking about things that we want to see happen with the governor of Brohio. And we've talked about what the Indians have brought up. We've talked about what you've brought up. And just this is between Nick and myself talking about what you've brought up. Nick and I want to chant. And it is, let's get sexy.
Let's state where you heard that from first. All Anthony's right. A huge fan of, like, the stereotypical white man show of Impractical Jokers. It's like, if you are between the ages of 35 and 45, this is your favorite show on TV.
Because you're staying at home at night on Thursday night.
I do respect it because it's like your version of my Jackass. That's how I see it.
There you go.
It really is, and I love Jackass, but the Impractical Jokers, a.k.a. the Tenderloins, big comedy group.
You saw them live, didn't you?
I saw them live. They were hysterical, and honestly, they're a big influence on my podcasting style. And they did an episode where they went out to a minor league ballpark in PA, and they had a hat, a baseball cap, and you had to pull. They had the two guys had for the other two guys. It's chants written out. One guy had to go out and he had to chant, "My wife left me," and try to get the crotch
to the beat.
With him.
My
wife left me.
How did that work for him?
Everybody's looking at him, booing at him. It was just hysterical. And I think from what I heard, like his fiance had just broken up with him, so it was like. Hitting home.
Ooh, oh, God. That's a stinger from your buddies.
Well.
Oh,
then
my
the
God.
The other guy had to go out there, and he had to chant, "Let's get sexy." And
that worked for him,
the guy, Sal Vulcano, there's a question on if he's gay or not, and running around, roaming around, and supposedly he's not. But he got out there, and he's, like, you know, looking, and there's, like, a row of kids right behind him, and he's, like,
oh,
son of
wow.
motherless. And he had a chance, "Let's get sexy." And, I mean, people are just laughing hysterically. Nobody chanted with them. But if we could get that one started up, I think that'd be huge.
Well, I would if I could, but I'm finding out what I can and cannot do soon. So we'll find out if that's a possibility, which it probably won't be. But we'll figure it out soon. We'll figure it out soon.
Can you reveal any kind of ideas you got, or is it just top secret right now?
Right now it's top secret because there's nothing that's set in stone.
Okay.
There's a lot of brainstorming, which a lot of cool stuff will be happening this season. I can promise you that, but there's nothing set in stone. But when I do find out, I'll let everybody know.
Well, like you said the last episode, you're going to be on All Bets Are Off with Bruce.
Yeah. Cause,
on opening day?
On opening day, because when I was on there earlier – God, that was already almost a month and a half ago, which is crazy to think. But when I first appeared on there doing a phone interview, I was actually on All Bets Are Off before I came over to your house for mm-hmm. Warpath Podcast. And I told him that back in 2008 on opening day, I interrupted his show. And I'm like, "I love you, Bruce," in the middle of his show, mid-sentence too. He's like, "Oh, I love you, Cleveland." So I brought that up to him when I did my phone interview. And he told me to definitely come back on. So on opening day, turn on All Bets Are Off, and you'll see my Lovely, lovely Polish face.
So now I think what we got to do though is figure out how we can. We got to, if we can't be in there with you, we're gonna get you two little like foam core faces of Nick and Anthony,
and put some to wear on your shoulders,
and you can just, you know, hold them up. And
I thought it was gonna be for a second. I'm trying to think where I saw it. Maybe the Addams Family movie. It'd be like three heads on one body.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what I pictured.
Yeah, but you know what? The only problem is we've got faces made for radio, I think.
We definitely do. That's why we do an audio podcast. I think there'd be too much gleam off the top of my head for the cameras.
People would just be very confused who these two random guys are on my shoulders.
Yeah, I think you have to wear a necklace or something that says Warpath Podcast.
I'm going to look like a soccer grandma wearing a like a pin of your guys' like pictures.
My mom's a soccer grandma, damn it. And she drinks Lasco beer. but you've got a lot of stuff coming
Dude,
up that
you don't even know.
Have you doing? There's one, so we'll tell a story right now.
Oh, yeah.
About a week ago, I'm sitting at work, and I'm checking my personal email.
He never works.
I checked my personal email because I had to check and see if my paycheck got deposited in my bank account. So I'm looking, and all of a sudden I see something from a listener named Bart, who I emailed with.
Ay, caramba.
And Bart and I, you know, back a year ago, we emailed quite a bit. Bart asked,
it's like a pen pal.
Hey, Anthony, I've been trying to get a hold of...
Can we just state the joke? We'll state the joke first. I just want Nick to get recognition for that joke. When Anthony said they wrote back and forth, he said it was like a pen pal. It's like a third grade pen pal.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. I enjoy talking to people from strange foreign lands like the UK. So Bart and I get this email from Bart, and he says, hey, I've been trying to get a hold of Adam, and I'm having a hard time. My wife and I are going to be at Progressive Field for our 5-year anniversary, and I've contacted the Indians already. They're okay with it. We'd like to have the governor of Ohio help us renew our vows.
I wish people can see my smile right now.
What?
And the best part is, so I'm reading this.
He's such
Bart,
a celebrity.
And I'm reading it. I'm like, they want Adam? he says, you know, could you get me in touch with Adam, or could you find out from Adam if he would be okay with it?
You're like his PR consultant.
It's like, yeah, I'm like your PR guy.
The
now.
Whole campaign
like,
was through Anthony.
Yeah, I mean,
this is going through Anthony.
I, you know.
He chaperones my dates. He does everything. You kids get off each other.
3 feet when you're dancing. 3 feet between.
It leaves a little space for the Holy Spirit in between you. So I instantly emailed back to him. Absolutely, he'll do it. And then I texted Nick and Adam and says, Adam, you'll never believe what I heard. Would you do this? Thank God you said.
Of course I would.
Oh, so you told Bart that it was no-brainer. Yeah, he'll do it.
Well, he also knows I have, like, no shame or anything.
Yeah, I mean,
so I'll do anything.
If there's ever been a clone of me 10 years behind. Oh, shit, no. 14 years behind. It's Adam.
Well, wait a minute. Where is this going to take place? Is this going to be, like, before they throw out the first pitch?
I don't
you're
know.
Be on
like
the field?
Well, first of all, when's the anniversary?
We got to get in touch with him and find out that. But I think, personally, that it should be a Memorial Park.
Oh, that would be a beautiful setting.
Or the
Heritage Park?
Heritage Park, not Memorial Park.
Oh, you're
I'm
confusing
sorry.
Me now. Okay.
Heritage
Park would be cool. What about on the field before the first pitch?
I've got a feeling that the what do we call was that the big deal?
Yes.
And AC
won't approve of that.
I don't know if they let us onto the field for that, but
people are renewing their vows. The governor of Ohio, they want to promote him. I mean, he's got to do something big.
But I think if you did it over in Heritage Park,
I think you should do it in the Ohio section.
Hey, I'm all for it. So big deal and. The name that shall not be said, if you're listening. I think we need to make this happen.
I think it'd be a genius idea.
Oh, it's going to happen. It just depends on where.
So, Bart, you've got the yes from Adam. He is all about it.
Well, you got bigger than a yes. You got an absolutely.
It was you got an absolutely.
I am legally ordained. Yeah, I got ordained about almost 2 years ago because I had a friend from college that – we were best frenemies. She hated to love me, but she loved to hate me. and she was getting married. So I got legally ordained to perform her wedding, and when I pitched that idea to her, it was the fastest no I've ever heard. And that is why I legally got ordained. So you
Wait, you did?
Yeah.
What, you got like, ordained? What were you seriously? Like,
what I had to do?
No. Like, was it a certain religion? Was it Star Trek?
Oh, it was just non-denominational. It was all I had to do was give my email. Like, my address, my email. It's legit because I saw it on Robin Big or on Fantasy Factory. Rob Jurdak got ordained by the same
So we're just throwing it out there now.
So you are officially ordained.
I got to see if it goes. I might have to renew it, but yeah.
We just signed our second sponsorship of the Warpath podcast.
What, you got a text?
Now I'm announcing.
Oh, Adam Gukowski.
The second.
OrdainMe.com.
OrdainMe.com. What is / Brohio. So come one, come all. Go to warpathpodcast.com or tweet at Tribe Designer and let us know. We are officially renting out Adam Gukowski, the governor of Brohio, for the renewal of your vows.
There is. Well, here's the funny. I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is too funny not to say. For a summer class right before I graduated college, it was some online course I took. And it was intro to entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And my wedding chapel was my idea. So everybody's like coming up with like basically restaurants or accounting firms. I come up with my wedding chapel. And we had to make a video, and it's completely just goofy and purposely like low rank. And whoever my professor was, I mean, I had no idea who this person was because it was online. She's like, I knew it was a woman. She's like, I really wish I knew where you came up with this idea. She's never heard of it. So there is a video I can share, and we can post that on Warpath Podcast on our Twitter account of me pitching my idea. And it was basically the prices. You name the price, I'll do it.
Oh, wow.
Because I thought of two things. Well, I thought of one thing. Shotgun weddings. You know, just you pay for my gas mileage and $2 here and there.
I'm putting it out right here. $45 gets you Adam Gukowski for 20 minutes to officiate a marriage or renewal of vows, and with it, you get two Warpath Podcast T-shirts.
For a moment,
I
thought he was turning into my pimp. Like, I'm like, what is going
and
on
if
here?
You really want that extra special, you want that extra special effect, we'll give you La Prima Notte.
Well, I just want to put on record, I'm not ordained by the Catholic Church, but my mom and father, they raised me Catholic.
A missionary.
Oh, wow.
We set them up for that. We absolutely set them
up. Are we doing a baseball podcast again?
I think we are. We need to get back to baseball.
Until legalized prostitution is in Ohio, we got to go back to baseball.
That's all right. Okay. This Brohio thing is going to blow up, I'm telling you.
Gonna blow
you know,
up in our faces.
No, I mean blow up like be good.
No, I think so.
But overall, I just wanted to say this to Adam too. I felt bad for him because the day they announced the winner of Brohio, if I remember correctly, the Browns fired Joe Banner, the president,
yeah,
and the GM Michael Lombardi in the same day. And you know, this is Brownstown, so any Browns news, whether if it's you know minute or huge like that, that's about the biggest breaking news they've had in years.
Like today, Josh Gordon gets his huge back tattoo, and
yeah,
it's all over Facebook.
Yeah. And they announced it the same day they announced the winner of Brohio. So I was like, they stole the Indians' thunder and Adam's thunder. So, but anyways, it's going to be big, though.
Exactly.
Everybody will know your name.
Exactly. I think so.
At least by May, you know, it's going to be bigger and bigger. I mean, anything good has to brew first, but it's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun summer.
Maybe you could have Great Lakes Brewing Company come up with a Governator beer.
Oh, I've thought of that. It's like, what would the logo be, you know? I think just like...
Get a souvenir cup at the ballpark with Adam on it.
Anthony's had too many Lascos, I think. That would be cool, a souvenir cup, though, with your mug on it.
With a big thumbs up.
Now he's turning into my Don King. He's just my fight promoter.
I think I'm bringing that one.
That's a good idea.
To the big deal tomorrow.
I like that. I like it.
Or I'm taking it to Chris Agnew.
Oh, he'll go for
it. Jump all over to sell beer.
Well,
actually, we're designing some souvenir cups for for next year right now. So that could be one of the series.
Oh, Lord.
Man, Adam's like,
it's funny because they
actually, hang on, let me take your photo on Instagram so I could Photoshop it onto a cup.
Oh, here we go. It's funny because there's a Brohio bobblehead night, and I immediately, like, before they had pictures, it's going to be Swisher.
No. He creamed himself.
Oh, my God. I went nuts. I thought it was going to be me, and I'm like, who hates me the most on this earth that I can send this to? And I actually, there was, like, maybe a list of, like, one or two people, but then, I'm like, Jesus came down, said, be a better man. They don't need your bobblehead. They'll just break their hearts. And then I find out it's a Swisher bobblehead. It's not me.
I would have been going. I would have been first in line for that thing. That would have been awesome.
My mom would have been last because she's like, "Don't let this get to your ego."
And it hasn't. No.
It should have been a Brohio as an officiant at a wedding bobblehead.
God. Yeah, I'm dressed with a like a priest with a Roman collar and all black. With my hair all spiked up, so it's still cool.
That is so awesome. That would be so fantastic. Well, we really should get back to baseball because we need to wrap it up here in just a few minutes.
It's preseason. We can goof around.
We can goof around, yeah. But there's one player that we need to talk about. Yan Gomes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Yanni Baseball, as I call him.
Yanni Baseball is hitting the snot out of the ball.
Yeah, two deckers last night.
He just showing that the Toronto Blue Jays were completely wrong in what they thought of him as a catcher, and that the Cleveland Indians, who were a little bit nervous about what they were getting in a backup catcher.
What a great move.
Now they've got their starting catcher, and they're able to move Carlos Santana to third base, where he's playing.
I'm still a little iffy on him at third, but.
You know what? If he can hit the ball consistently.
I'm iffy on Lonnie, too, so.
But here's the thing, too. It's funny, because if you look at the Toronto Blue Jays, their last moves are just awful.
Oh.
You know, what's his name? The redheaded dude, knuckleballer?
R.A. Dickey.
R.A. Dickey, he's, you know, absolutely nothing. And then you had the Reyes deal where they didn't pan out for him.
I mean, they bring in a second Cy Young winner. Can't get anything out of him.
No.
Their moves just – I mean, when it went into the season last season, I honestly thought that they were going to contend with the Yankees and the Red Sox. And, man, I mean, they just did not pan out. It's brutal.
And they have a pretty big fan base, too.
They do.
And it's just disappointing for them because they are one of those teams from the AL East you do root for.
Yeah, I love the city of Toronto. Toronto is one of my favorite places to go. I would love to go see a game in Toronto. I have nothing against the Blue Jays, but, man, I mean, just poor decisions. They're kind of like the Cleveland Cavaliers of the last 4 years.
Well, I was going to say, they're kind of like how the Mariners used to be. It'd be somebody's, you know, they just steal from.
Yeah. And then let's talk about the Orioles.
Ubaldo.
They took Ubaldo, and they took our former first baseman, the guy we got.
Reynolds?
LaPorta.
They took LaPorta?
Yeah.
What the hell are they doing?
They took hands, thank God. That one's for Jason Bastos. Thank God you got LaPorta.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what is he doing?
Mr. Double Play.
I saw an ad in last year's yearbook. He had an Indians tattoo, I thought. Or no, it was a Warpath podcast tattoo.
Was it a Warpath podcast?
Yeah, Jason Bassich.
Right,
yeah, I believe he did have a Warpath on his calf or something like that.
Wait, hold on. What?
Jason Bassich has a Warpath podcast tattoo.
Yeah, I mean, you could reference the Cleveland Indians yearbook 2013 repros ad, full-page ad.
No. You know
or was that
was?
The batter up?
You got it was in the postseason.
Oh, nobody even saw that one.
Nobody got to see that, unfortunately. We'll tell you about that off air because we might get in trouble if we say it on air.
Gotcha.
We just said it on air.
Shoot. God,
looks like you're editing.
I've got to set the level again, you know.
What? That we put Jason Bassett?
No, explicit lyrics. But, well.
Your mother's listening.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my mom probably is listening. Hi, Mom. Why don't we just start wrapping it up here because we are at the almost 45-minute mark, and I think that's the perfect time to leave it off.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, I got to thank you for letting us use the Warpath Podcast Studios inside of Contempo Communications.
No problem. For all your graphic design needs or custom publishing or events, go contempogo.com.
Yes, we inside the studios, just to give you an idea of what we're sitting on, we're on leather couches.
Feel like we're on the set of Regis.
Yeah, I mean, We're
we got a green screen over
couches.
Here.
We've got a green screen.
We need to be filming and put some kind of cool graphics behind us, I think.
I think that's coming up. I think we're going to try that. We've got a glass table in front of us filled with beer and pizza.
It's like a frat party.
And two greasy Italians on
two
the...
Two greasy Italians, yeah. Exactly.
And one Polack on the other couch.
Now it just sounds like a nightmare.
So
or a bad day in Sochi.
So, but this has been awesome. If it sounds like a much more relaxed podcast where we're drunk, we're not really that drunk.
We're not drunk at
all. I think
all.
Anthony might be.
It's like, I'm good, man.
But it's been nice in here. Adam, you got anything to relay?
You
before?
Reminded me of like a freshman in college who's like, they take like two sips of natty and look at all their friends. They're like, are you guys drunk? I think. Oh, man, I'm plastered.
I'm not even feeling anything. I'm just like.
And oh, it's like on Freaks and Geeks when they had the non-alcoholic beer.
Oh,
and like Seth Rogen's trying to feel buzzed. Do you guys remember that?
No. I didn't see it, but I always wanted to try that at school because we were like, everybody would just act drunk. You know it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, as I said, it's like a 19-year-old at a party. Oh, man, I'm wasted.
So hammered.
But, you know, I'm glad that Brohio was not represented in Sochi. You know, thank God those Olympics are done and Bob Costas can go to an eye doctor. Other than that, it's going to be a great season in Section 117. Well, not just Section 117, but obviously throughout the whole park. And I'm just ready, man. I'm just absolutely ready.
Yeah, it's time to get it on. I'm ready for it to be here because that means we got through all of the signs. Everything's up. And I can sleep for a night before I have to get back to you for the Akron Rubber Duck.
I won't get in much detail because of time, but I was doing a walk in the park and ran into Joe Charbonneau.
Nice, super mm-hmm. Joe Charbonneau.
That's sweet.
I got to try on golf shoes with him last year.
Nick, what's your story? You have one yet?
I got nothing, man. That's
the best thing ever. Is to
I met Lenny Barker in the elevator last year.
Really?
Yeah,
did
that's
sign
cool.
Anything with you with Perfect Game?
No. I just said, hi, are you Lenny Barker? And he said, yeah.
I met him, too. He's tall. Cause I met
he's
him
huge.
When I met him at, like, Summit Mall back in, like, 2011, when they would go on their tours towards team shops, and he was there. Very tall man, but very, very cool.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Great guy. Well, we're going to wrap it up here, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. This is Warpath Podcast from... Warpath Podcast, Roving Studios inside of
Mobile.
Contempo Communications.
Special thanks to 529mobile.com.
Yeah, again, check out 529mobile.com for all your mobile app needs.
And thank you to our parents, because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here today.
And this is Anthony LaGuardia.
Nick Petrovoya.
Go ahead, Adam.
Oh, it's the governor. Go Tribe.
Go Tribe. Upload to the internet, download it into your heart.
We're on the warpath.
Go Tribe.